Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hello.
Zaris, hey. Adonis has entered the building.
Hey, guys.
You are on Top Gay Music. What's up, my love?
Yes. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So, Zaris, I want you to introduce yourself to the people. They're listening from all across the land.
Yes, darling. Well, I'm Zaris Adonis. I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer out in Phoenix, Arizona. And, yeah, I'm all that in a bag of chips. So,
so here at Top Gay Music, we don't want to take anybody's identity from them. So how do you identify, Zaris?
Well, I think I identify myself as queer. Like, I'm not of the norm. You know, I'm a misfit among misfits. So that's how I would identify myself
okay.
In the crazy world of the Alphabet Mafia, you know.
Yeah, the Alphabet Mafia is a crazy world. And I always
yes.
encourage people, if you do not see your alphabet, you better create one of them motherfuckers.
Period.
Because we do have an identity, and we do have a voice, and we do have a say. Because we are
yes.
all human beings.
Period.
Yes, period. So when did you know music was an outlet for you to be artistic?
Well, right. Well, I mean, I've always been around music. I grew up in music, but, you know, with music, it was always something that was something for me to, like, release when I was dealing with, like, stress or anxiety or just anything that was, like, you know, heavy on me. I knew I could turn to music, whether it would be listening to music, playing music, singing music. I knew that that was just an outlet for me to release and, you know, it also
yeah.
is being a coping mechanism for me that was healthy, among other things, darling.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And so,
what?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said, so that's something what?
No, so that's something that's always been, like, a thing for me. Like, I never, like, had an awakening that was like, oh, I'm going to decide to do music. Like, that's just always been something that's, you know, been near and dear to me from a very young child to now. So, yeah.
How's the life in Phoenix, Arizona for a gay guy?
Oh, child.
For a queer guy.
Well,
let me say
right.
queer. Go ahead. Give us the well-rounded answer and put us
well-rounded.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from my point of view and my experience, it's been very interesting. You know, I'll say outside of, like, the community or whatever, you know, when it's just, like, just us just, you know, just hanging around, not being, like, super in the scene, it's pretty chill. You know, like, we do our thing, you know, we have, you know, our little events or whatever that we like to go to. It's fun, it's nothing weird. As far as, like, the other side of things, it's kind of, I mean, either you love it or you hate it, you know. It's just kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, my experience has been very topsy-turvy, you know. You never know what you're going to get. So, I mean, if that's your thing, if you like surprises, then, you know, Arizona may be your niche. So,
Yeah, I don't think I'm coming to Arizona. I'm in New Jersey. I ain't coming nowhere near no Arizona, child. I don't think Arizona needs anything I need.
I know. Me personally, I would recommend it, honey. But, you know, if that's your thing, if you like surprises.
I ain't going to knock it till I try it, though, but I might not come back twice if I don't like it.
Right. I mean, I've met some really great friends out here.
Yeah.
I've met some really good people, you know, that are like-minded, industry-minded, you know, people.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But other than that, it's very just like, child, what in the ghetto?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
With white refrigerators? Ooh.
Child, white refrigerators,
okay, so when it pertains to the music industry and its relationship to the LGBT community, what are your outlooks on that?
I feel like it's very hot and cold. It's very, I feel like it's looked at one way. I mean, thankfully, I feel like, you know, it's like if you're not this, then, you know, then we really don't have anything to do with you. I mean, I feel like they find any way to just be like, nah, you're not what we're looking for. Like, because with me, I've always strived to just have, you know, quality with my music so that there isn't a question about, you know, my talent. And there are some very talented people that, you know, that are like us and, you know, that should be heard. But, you know, because we are different and because, you know, we're not of, you know, the heteronorm world or whatever, it just becomes like a thing. It becomes like a, I don't know if we can work with you. I don't know if we can, like, promote you or whatever. And then it's like, oh, okay. But, I mean, now you have people like Lil Nas, who, you know, is just living his best life. But, you know, I'm going to say for, like, the ones that are, like, you know, who are, like, more feminine, more flamboyant, you know, I feel like us, we kind of get lost in the industry. Like, we're too much, we're too this, we're too extra, it's this, that, and the third. Because, I mean, honestly, me personally, if I was just, like, a regular female, I would have soared already. I would have already been X, Y, and Z, and I see it. I see it in the industry. Like, if you're not, like, this super, like, R&B dude, or if you're not, like, this succulent, you know, lady of the night who's, like, singing or whatever, or, like, just rapping or whatever, then it's like, and we don't want to have anything to do with you or whatever, you know? So, I mean, I will say, like, if, you know, if you have the talent, if you put out quality music, then it's really not going to matter at the end of the day, because then they won't deny you that, you know what, he may be different, but you know what, at least he puts out quality music, and they have no other choice but to listen, so.
Exactly. And that's a great area, too, because I really don't like to say quality music. But it really is, and that's what everything in the world is.
Mm-hmm.
You package it right and you invest in yourself, the quality will overshadow every single thing and every barrier that you think you may have will be knocked down because of your talent.
Right.
They'll see your talent, they'll see your quality, and they'll know, like, you take this serious. And so that's why I started this platform, to give voice to individuals within the community, to say to the quote-unquote heterosexual music industry that we are here, we are people, and we are very talented, and we are more than your hairstylist, we are more than your assistants, we are more than your makeup artist, we are and we own pretty much the whole music industry.
The industry.
And so stop taking from our culture. Stop taking from our culture. Stop cultural appropriation us as a community and give us our just due and let us do, you know, let us do our music. And that's why I started this platform. And I'm so happy that you came on introduce yourself to the world, because the masses will hear this, and I'm so happy.
Yes. And I'm so appreciative for you even having this platform for us to even, because, I mean, that takes a big step to, like, you know, have a platform for everybody else to come on to talk about their stuff or whatever. So, I always say this, media people, if media people ain't in it, you know, helping us promote our stuff or whatever,
right,
then, like, the artists are really just out here just looking stupid, so... We have to thank our media people. We have to thank our people who take the time to interview us, because, you know, without them, like, nobody's going to hear us. So,
and I actually want to take that a step deeper, because this platform on Instagram, at Top Gay Music, everybody can follow Top Gay Music now. I started out just posting artists and their music, and I actually post myself, because I am an artist. For those, I'm a shameless plug right now. I am Mitchie Khan. I am Ty Mitch. And you can check me out on all streaming platforms. I have an EP out as of today called Mitchie Khan, the EP. Yes, thank you. And the mixtape is out on SoundCloud, and the album is coming. So I actually posted myself on Top Gay Music, and I didn't like where it was going. I don't want to have a promotional platform. I want to have an intellectual platform with the promotion, like, hinted in it. And I wanted to dig into the mindset, the person behind the music, and bring it to a humanitarian level, so people can get into the minds of the LGBT members within the community, and their views on music and their views on music industry and things like that. Because it's when I ask the question of what do you think the LGBT community, how do you view the relationship between the LGBT community and the music industry, I'm getting this streamline of and this same vein between all of my guests. It's very injustice, like all of the injustices within the relationship, and everybody seems to have the same answer. So this is so crazy, and this is an eye opener, because I think this is going to be, I think, in the future, and I'm going to put this out in the atmosphere, that once we get where we are going, that this is going to be a platform that breaks down the industry and says, we are here, you need to see us, and you need to respect us and give us a shot. And if that has to do with lawmaking, petitions, and things like that, we will, here at Top Gay Music, and y'all can say I didn't say it, but I said it here. We are going to all together break down the music industry and make our way. And our voices will not be silent. And we going to do what we got to do.
Right. And I'll even say, like, for that, I feel like we also have to see it for ourselves as well. Because I feel like if we don't see it for ourselves, then, like, nobody's going to see it for us. So it really starts there. And then once we get to that point where we can see it, because I've seen it. I've seen, you know, little things, you know, on the internet where it's all like, oh, child, like, I guess he can do this or whatever, like, I guess he think he a rapper or whatever, or I guess he could do this or whatever. And it's like, listen, it takes a big step for somebody to even start trying to do music or whatever, you know, if that's what they want to do and if that's something they're passionate about, because not a lot of people have the resources to get to where they want to go. I know I didn't at the beginning, and it took me a while to get to where, you know, I have the resources or whatever, and I thank the people that helped me thus now to be able to, you know, do what I do. So I think, you know, it just starts with us and, you know, supporting each other and, you know, giving, you know, constructive criticism without, you know, telling them you can't do this or whatever, and, you know, to see it for ourselves first. And then if we see it for ourselves, then it's like, boom, then people are going to be like, oh, okay, Well, they see it for themselves, and it must be popping somewhere. Like, everybody's like, this is a buzz, so.
That's so crazy you said that, because that segues into my next topic, and that's love, lust, and mistrust. And
yes.
That's the name of your project that's out now on all streaming platforms?
Yes. Yes, okay. That is the album. Yes.
Everybody go check that out. It's on all streaming platforms. Love, Lust, and Mistrust,
yes,
by Zaris Adonis.
Zaris
and when we talk about love, I think love is an action word, but self-love is where it all starts, and we have to love ourselves in order to
love
others.
It does, yes. It really does, you know.
Yeah.
And when I was making this project, you know, I was in the mindset of, you know, I need, you know, someone to love me, and then I'll love them, vice versa,
mm-hmm.
because I felt like I needed to, you know, have that validation, have that, you know, affirmation, you know, from somebody else. And, you know, and it was in the perspective of that, you know, you meet somebody and you think you're in love with them, or vice versa, and it's like, well, now it's kind of not, you know, there like that. I mean, there may be high levels of infatuation, which is what I had to realize, you know, later down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, with the album, it's kind of telling that story of like, okay, I might be in love with somebody, hence the love, and then with that idea, and then comes with like the lust, and then the mistrust at the end, realizing, okay, this was all just a bunch of hogwash, and like, I done wasted my whole time dealing with somebody who literally, you know, put me on a chopping block, you know, deciding when they wanted to deal with me or not, you know. So I mean, that's literally where my vision was with the project.
And I got into the project because, you know, we talked earlier, and I got into the project, and
yes,
I'll tell you, you really tapped into the different topics of love, lust, and, you know, mistrust.
Yes.
Yes, I am
I'm so happy.
So is it, huh?
No, I said I'm so happy.
Yes, I'm so happy that you have tapped into yourself and know what you believe and know what you stand for, because if you do not know what you believe or what you stand for, you will fall for anybody, anywhere.
Yes.
Your whole
yes.
life is shit if you don't know who
yes.
you are as a motherfucking person and an individual. And when
right.
you find that motherfucking butterfly, you need to scream out and tell people, I am me, and if you do not like it, fuck you and
right. go over to
everything
that other
you
half
for.
Of.
Right, because this is the problem. When
alone.
We are the, this is the problem. When we are the caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
are so comfortable with the caterpillar. But let me tell you something. Nothing in the world influences the caterpillar to become a butterfly. And I'm about to break it down.
Right.
So you need to sit down, because I'm about to take you somewhere.
Okay. Come on, church.
Nothing in the world influences that caterpillar to become a butterfly. That caterpillar knows within himself that he is a butterfly. So when he is wrapped up in his, he wraps himself up in his self. Okay, which is the cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes
mm-hmm.
in life, we are so intrigued about other people and what other people are doing and what other people say is true. But when we need to, as people, as individuals, wrap
mm-hmm.
ourselves up into that same cocoon as the caterpillar, okay? And we need to know our purpose. We need to find our purpose. And when we wrap ourselves within ourselves, we will begin to love ourselves and learn who we are, and,
yes.
And we'll be able to align ourselves perfectly with our purpose in life. And that is the art of being a butterfly. But this is the
yes.
thing. The public doesn't see us as, they don't see us as that same caterpillar after we become that butterfly.
Right.
They will call us a butterfly, but I'm still that caterpillar. I'm still human. I just really dug within myself, and I learned myself, and I love myself so much to be and serve my purpose.
Yes.
And don't be mad at the butterfly because you – and don't be mad at the butterfly because you were comfortable with me being a caterpillar.
Yeah.
That's not my fucking problem.
Right. Like,
maybe you should go and find a tree, hang yourself upside down, and wrap yourself in a motherfucking cocoon and act like you know and have some motherfucking sense and dig deep within yourself to be who the fuck you want to be. Because I'm damn sure going to be who the fuck I want to be. And if that makes you uncomfortable, fuck yeah, bitch.
Okay.
And that's on Mary Had a Motherfucking Little Lamb.
Period. Okay.
Period. And that's on Love, Lust, and Mistrust. Period.
Okay.
So, oh my God, thank you for coming up to Top Gay Music.
Thank you so much for
calling in and things like that.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Thank you for
having me. So, where could the community of Top Gay Music find you, Zaris Adonis?
All right. Well, I'm mostly on Instagram, so you guys can follow me on Instagram, Zaris_Adonis, Zaris_Adonis. So check me out.
Check him out, y'all. He is up there and he is stuck there. But let me tell you this, Zaris.
Yes.
I just want to let you know that I know we talked earlier and I shared with you that I was starting this podcast. This has been something that has been birthed in me, okay, for a while, and I put it down, but it came back, and it morphed into something bigger than myself. Let me tell you how many interviews I did today. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 interviews today.
Yes, look at you.
I did 6 motherfucking interviews today, and I'm going to give all of them a shout-out. I did Ra Ra Rax. I did Kodak Ken. I did Zeus Ammo. I did Blue Dreams. I did Bugs Gutter. And I got motherfucking Zaris Adonis on the motherfucking 1s and 2s.
Yes,
we
love it. We're
getting
everybody.
It the fuck out here.
Yes.
2021 is about content and monetization.
Yes. Okay. Where the money reside. Okay.
Where the money reside. That's where we going. Where the motherfucking money reside. Purr.
Yeah, exactly. Purr.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I'm about to get off of here because I'm tired. I ain't doing no more interviews. I'm going to have to go to the store and get me a motherfucking planner because I have to plan this out. I have to get all my gays, people, my community together. And plan it out and get them on the phone to chit chat with me.
Right.
Okay. But as of now, it's Taco Thursday, and I'm about to give me a Corona, an extra Corona, not the light one. I'm going to get the extra Corona, and I'm about to give me some tacos, and I'm about to get on Clubhouse. I actually don't even think I'm on Clubhouse tonight because I don't know. I'm tired of thinking.
Well, okay.
It's time to lay on my back.
Right.
Oh my God. So thank you for closing my day. I'm so happy
thank
that you guys are, you know, closing out my day. But everybody, just be yourselves and just be saying to the higher ups and the people that be, give me a shot, child.
Yeah. All right.
And if you don't give me a shot, hold up, because I'm about to turn that around because I ain't like how that sounded, because that sounded like I was begging. But if you don't give me a shot, I'm going to knock down that motherfucking door, and you will respect me, and you will see me, and you will hear me. And my voice will not be silent, okay?
Okay.
Zaris is like, he is a fucking nut.
No, listen, if you only knew, honey, like, you're saying everything I probably would have said already, but, you know.
Well, thank you for coming up and
knew.
Sharing your time with us, and
thank
we love you, and I know you love us,
me.
And thank you for being whole enough and human enough to be yourself. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. And vice versa, you know, like I said, without you, without, you know, any of us, you know, like, really, you know, doing this, you know, we probably wouldn't have a voice to be said. So thank you for being that pioneer for us. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I thank the divine for using me in that way. So you have a great evening.
Yeah. You too.
Get your sleep so
Bye.
You can crank out some more music.
Yes, darling. Oh, gosh. We have
to All right. I
might
see you on Clubhouse later.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right, bye.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Time Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.